Advocates have pushed state lawmakers for 5 years to pass a bill requiring businesses to offer their employees paid sick leave. This year, they finally passed one. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that yesterday afternoon, Governor Larry Hogan vetoed that bill and effectively told legislators, try again.
Hogan said he supports paid sick leave, just not this bill.
This legislation is an ill-conceived, poorly written, complicated, confusing, and inflexible mess.
The veto launched a flood of criticism from advocates who pushed for the bill, like Patrick Moran, president of the Maryland branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Labor Union.
You know, he's sided with his donors here and with big business. He's throwing working people off the Bay Bridge.
The Working Matters Coalition, which led the effort for the bill, said Hogan's veto is, quote, nothing short of heartless. And House Speaker Michael Bush said in a written statement that overriding the veto will be a priority when the legislature reconvenes in January. Baltimore City Delegate Luke Klippinger, who sponsored the bill, echoed that sentiment.
This legislation will help Marylanders, and it will help Marylanders when we override the governor's veto in January.
Had the Republican governor allowed the Democrat-backed measure to become law, workers who work at least 12 hours a week at businesses with at least 15 employees would have been able to earn an hour of paid leave for every 30 hours they worked, up to 40 hours a year. The bill had specific rules about things like how long an employee had to work at a business before he or she could use the leave, and the total amount of leave workers could take in a year. Hogan said the regulations would have burdened Maryland businesses and cost the state jobs.
The bill completely fails to take into account the specific needs and structure of 21st century Maryland businesses.
He also pointed out that the measure wouldn't cover smaller businesses or certain part-time workers. He compared the bill with one he proposed this year. His bill would have required paid sick leave at larger businesses, those with 50 or more employees, and offered tax incentives for smaller businesses to offer paid leave.
Our plan had the potential to cover everyone in Maryland, 100%.
But that bill didn't make it out of committee this year. Klippinger, who sponsored the vetoed bill, said Hogan's version didn't quite do what the governor claims. He referenced a loophole in Hogan's bill that would have left out businesses that had more than 50 employees who were spread out across multiple locations.
His bill wouldn't have covered Under Armour. His bill was drafted in such a way that it left out lots and lots of people. In fact, his own minority whip, Delegate Shalaga, got out and said that she didn't know of any business that didn't provide sick leave that had 50 or more employees.
Instead of the legislation, Hogan said he plans to sign 3 executive orders. The first one directs his administration to study what he called the realities of paid sick leave across the state. The second offers paid sick leave to state executive branch contractual and temporary employees who work at least 30 hours a week and at least 120 days a year. The last one gives preferential treatment in state contract procurement to companies that offer workers paid leave. Moran of the AFSCME labor union said those executive orders don't do enough.
It's a stopgap. It's an excuse in order to not pass the bill. Is this a positive step in the direction where it needs to go? Yes, but it's, you know, one step forward and two steps back.
Hogan said it's not too late for sick leave. He urged the legislature to come up with a better bill. But it may not be the end of the road for this sick leave bill. It passed both chambers with the necessary votes to override a veto. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.